Hi guys, this is Chef Lynn Wheeler with Left of Straight Podcasts. I want to welcome you back to my segment, Rainbow Gastronomy. Today, I'm going to be doing a review of the food on Virgin Voyages cruises. My husband and I love cruising because cruises are like the perfect all-in-one vacation. We've been on several different cruise lines and agree that the food on Virgin was by far the best. A little background. We were on the Scarlet Lady, however, the restaurants and dining options are identical across all four of Virgin's ships. Now, whereas most of the cruises have a buffet and some other restaurants that are included or complimentary with your price of your cruise, they'll also have specialty restaurants in which you'll have to pay extra to dine. Virgin does things a little differently. So the price of a Virgin cruise includes all onboard dining options and restaurants. There are some supplemental items that you can order and pay a little extra for, like seafood towers and giant tomahawk steaks, but the complimentary options are plentiful and delicious. Virgin doesn't have a buffet in the traditional sense. They have the galley, which is more like a collection of food stalls or stations offering a wide variety of cuisines and items depending on the time of day. So let's start off in the galley. The sweet side and well bred have breakfast offerings of fresh fruit, chia puddings, beautiful pastries like croissants, sausage rolls, and breakfast sandwiches. And for lunch and dinner, they keep the fruit and some of the pastries, but add a variety of gorgeous desserts, cakes, and tarts. The burger station had what looked to be a fantastic French toast burger for breakfast, but I didn't get to try that one, but maybe next time. A diner-style station serves breakfast all day for those of you who like a breakfast for lunch or dinner experience. And there's also a salad station with some composed options to choose from, or you can create a salad to your liking. And in the morning, that same station has a selection of bagels available with cream cheese and jams. There's a place called Let's Taco About It, which is a variety of tacos throughout the day and some Benedicts during the breakfast hours. Noodle Around, which is a ramen stall that has four options to choose from. They can be customized if you'd like. The noodles here were great. The broth was so rich and flavorful, just perfect. Now, one of my favorites was Hot Off the Press. They offered a rotating selection of sandwiches, toasts, and crostinis throughout the day. I particularly loved their avocado toast and smoked salmon toast in the morning. My second favorite was Bento Baby, which had offered bento boxes of yogurt, fruit, and granola during breakfast, and then sushi rolls and teriyaki bento boxes for lunch and dinner. I love a good spicy tuna roll, and all sushi really, and they really delivered here. Right in the middle is a cute little stand called Pops and Bubbles, offering champagne for sale and complimentary popsicles. First night, we dined at Razzle Dazzle, which is their contemporary restaurant, and had way too much food. As it was the first night of the voyage, they offered us complimentary champagne, which was greatly appreciated. The tuna tartare, pork belly, and fried okra appetizers were fantastic. The braised lamb shank that I had was served on a bed of Taleggio cheese fondue and was orgasmic. And my husband had their fried chicken, which was crispy and succulent. We shared their special blue cheeseburger. On our second evening, we dined at The Wake, which is the onboard steakhouse. Started off with their pillowy, warm, freshly baked dinner rolls and herbed butter. The roasted bone marrow appetizer was perfection. My hanger steak was expertly cooked, tender and delicious, and my husband's roast chicken was delightful. We had hearty sides of cream spinach, crispy French fries, and béarnaise sauce, which all complemented the meal wonderfully. And the beautiful chocolate tart and lemon meringue pie capped off the meal perfectly. Now we get a little controversial. Our third restaurant experience was at the Test Kitchen. We kind of went in blind here, and while I loved the experience, it wasn't exactly my husband's cup of tea. The Test Kitchen is a 6-course molecular gastronomy tasting menu, and for me, that was heaven. We were sat at a bar surrounding a plating station where we could see a couple of the courses being plated. And the dinner started off with corn, which was a set corn custard formed into the shape of an ear of corn on the cob, and we spread that on crusty bread. Then we moved into a tiny beet cannoli with pistachio pesto, beet foam, and green juice. And the third course was smoked salmon, which was presented under a cloche filled with smoke that wafted up as the server removed the cloche, and that was paired with fresh and pickled cucumbers and a cream sauce. The fourth, or main course, there were two options, rack of lamb and roast with roasted vegetables and a seafood pasta dish. Both were delicious. Now, the pasta wasn't really a pasta. The noodles were made of a seafood mousse that had been cooked in a thin sheet and then cut into a linguine. Next, we moved on to an asparagus sorbet palate cleanser, which I found to be delightful and very interesting. And finally, the dessert, simply called strawberry, was a compilation of fresh strawberries, a strawberry marshmallow, whipped mascarpone, and a crumble. Now, just a heads up, this is about a two-hour dining experience, so if you are on a Virgin cruise and do book this restaurant, be aware that you are in for a full evening experience. Our final dinner was at Pink Agave, the onboard Mexican restaurant. Food here, as with all the other places, was terrific. For starters, the margaritas were amazing. The raw tuna aguachile and guacamole were exceptional appetizers. My duck entree was otherworldly, and my husband's steak was smothered in a cheese and rich beefy sauce. Cap that off with a delectable chocolate taco and bread pudding, and we could barely move the rest of the night. There are so many other options also available on the ship. The pizza place was quite good, though it was packed and took well over a half an hour to get our pizza. The ice cream counter, Lick Me Till Ice Cream, had tasty selections of gelato every day. All in all, this was a foodie's dream, and we didn't even get to try Gunbae, which is the Korean barbecue place, Extra Virgin, the Dock House, or the Social Club as we were on a short trip. All right, guys, thanks again. I'm Chef Lynn for Left to Straight Podcasts. I'm so glad you joined me again on this segment of Rainbow Gastronomy. As always, you can find me across all social media at Chef Lynn Wheeler. My website is cheflynwheeler.com. And please check out my YouTube channel, Getting Saucy with Chef Lynn. See you next time.
Thank you for watching or listening to Rainbow Gastronomy, hosted by Left of Straight Podcasts, special foodie correspondent, Chef Lynn Wheeler. Look for Chef Lynn twice a month with special segments to celebrate your inner foodies. Go to Chef Lynn's amazing website at www.cheflynnwheeler.com and be sure to check out Chef's YouTube channel. Left of Straight Podcasts adds new podcast episodes Monday through Friday. Listen for Left of Straight show interviews and 5 questions with also bears of a certain age and standing on my soapbox. There are also bonus podcasts like Ben Cinema with Nathan Box that talks all things movies and films. We'll see you next time at Left of Straight Podcasts.